People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
It's that time again. The leaves are starting to turn, and that means digging the rake out of the garage. But the season isn't the only thing that's changing. Now's a perfect time to rethink your financial goals to finish the year strong. At Encompass Credit Union, they can help you do just that, because they're a part of your community, and when you succeed, we all do. Visit a nearby Encompass Credit Union location to see just what they can do to help, or visit EncompassCU.org to discover how they can be your neighbor.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on, Big O Tires.
Thanksgiving is here. Let's talk turkey, like literally. If your trailer's so wobbly it wouldn't even haul a flock of turkeys, it's time to visit TC Trailers. With over 300 trailers on the lot, they've got everything you need to haul, tow, and get the job done right. Need repairs after that turkey trot tumble? TC Trailers' in-house repair shop and fully stocked parts store will get you rolling faster than grandma's pumpkin pie disappears. This Thanksgiving, don't wing it. Visit tc-trailers.com, because if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
Welcome back to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 Party Line, presented by Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com. Big deals, Big O Tires, Ivy Tech Community College, Marchand's Window Tinting, Encompass Credit Union, and TC Trailers. Todd Corey is in the house. Thank you for coming in today, the day before the big Thanksgiving holiday.
Oh, my pleasure. I love coming in here.
We appreciate having you.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Thank you.
So will you have turkey tomorrow?
I have no idea what we're doing.
I love that. I love that, because that's an honest response, because I'm sure that my husband has no idea what we're doing for the next three days. Yeah. He just is like, just tell me when to get in the car, where do I need to be, kind of thing.
It was like last weekend, my wife asked me, she goes, what are you going to do today? I said, I'm going to finish what I started last weekend. She goes, you didn't do anything. I said, exactly, and I'm going to finish it.
That is the best plan I've heard yet. I love that. It's time to just relax and enjoy the holidays.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, my kids are getting really tickled at my husband, because he's all of a sudden the last 2 years now has been Hallmark movies. And he will sit, 9 times out of 10, he falls asleep to them.
There's nothing wrong with that either.
But he'll turn them on, and then he'll say, oh, I need to get out there and get something done. And then he says, I wonder how much is left in this one. He'll check it and see. Next thing I know, he's snoring. So
there you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, this weekend, it doesn't look like the weather's going to be real favorable to do much.
No.
Possibly get out and work with the guys the way it's looking, possibly on Saturday.
How's the wind? I'm curious about the wind.
I hope not.
What's worse, ice, wind, snow,
ice,
water?
No matter what, ice. Okay. Ice and wind together is really bad.
Yeah,
but ice and what they're showing, possible snow and then turn into ice on Saturday is the last thing I saw. So,
yeah.
But this wind today, they're saying from 10 to 3 could be really, really treacherous. So,
that's what, about 50 mile an hour gusts
in between,
right?
10 and 3. So, we're just keeping our fingers crossed right now.
Absolutely. Well, I hope for you guys. Of course, it always happens on a holiday or a weekend. Yeah. You know, you just, it's,
or in the middle of the night.
Yes,
it's happened
in the middle
there
of
too.
The night. Yes, it happens then. So, I guess we have a caller on the line.
Yeah, we got Carl on the line. Hey, Carl.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Todd, I want you to help me out. I want you to educate me.
Oh, okay? Boy. Oh, boy.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, on the news, there's not a day goes by, because when you get 75, that's all you do is sit down and watch that news.
Okay.
You know. They talk about this data centers they're putting in down in Annapolis. But Eagle Creek, and I forget all the different areas down there, because some of them I haven't even heard about. They're picking them because they said that, like Eagle Creek says, well, it's going to drain Eagle Creek, the lake or pond or whatever you want to call it, down there off the interstate, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
They say it's going to take all that water out of there, and they use so much electricity that their rates for electricity will go up. For the people that live around there. Is this any truth in this, or are they, it's all bullcrap?
Well, Carl, it depends on who you want to listen to. And
well, I want to listen to somebody tells me the truth. I don't want to listen to politicians now.
Okay, all right. Well, I did see a report yesterday. Somebody sent me the link to it out of Indianapolis about this pipeline, water pipeline. They're running from Indianapolis to the Leap District and to Lebanon. Both are going to be served by it, and some of the water will come out of Eagle Creek. And I heard they reported right now they take 1 million gallons a day out of Eagle Creek, and they're projected to take 2 to 3 million out of there per day. Now, what that will do to them, I don't know. I can't answer that. That's the.
Well, did you see Eagle Creek on the television? Have you seen it?
Yeah, I saw. I did watch it yesterday. Yes.
Man, it was low.
Yeah,
the lowest it's ever been.
But you know, that's their business down there. I've just got to worry about our water levels up here, Carl. So
that's right. That is correct. Are we going to have enough water? Are we going to have enough electricity?
Yes. We do. And I will just be honest, the people that have shown interest here, they have what they call a closed-loop system that they said that they would use, and they use 16,400 gallons to fill that system. And after that, it is a closed system, and then they actually create water through their condensation of the lines and stuff. But that these places that are using the 1, 2, 3 million gallons a day, that's starting to be old technology, and people are going to new technology. But on the electric side, yes, we have through the provider that we use at IMPA. Or in Indiana Municipal Power Association, they have 350 megawatts availability right now that's actually sitting at a substation here in Clinton County. And so that would be not an issue for us at all.
So if more factories wanted to come into Frankfurt, say Nabisco or Procter & Gamble, okay, we're going to Frankfurt, we can supply 6, 7, 8, maybe 10 or 12 factories from Frankfurt to 65. Is that correct if we have all this?
Well, from Frankfurt to 65 is a different electric territory, Carl. So,
it is?
Yes, it turns into Tipmont and Duke. From Jefferson going west is Tipmont, REMC, and Duke Power.
Do they have as much power as we have?
Well, the transmission lines, easy for me to say, are shared between the different providers and things like that. But there is a very, very large substation near on the south side of Lafayette, there by Subaru, that is a 345,000 kilovolt line. And there is a bunch of juice up there. So, yeah, all that they would have to do is there would be a lot of construction that would have to be done to get it down here. But there are opportunities through this area, through from Boone County all the way up to Tippecanoe County, which, and then you get, you know, Clinton County in there and everything else. There are opportunities for that to happen, yes.
Well, I'm not going to pick it then. I'm not going to do that.
Okay. Well, good. I'm happy to hear that. But you mentioned
God bless
rates.
All of you.
Hold on, Carl. Hold on.
Okay.
You mentioned rates, Carl.
Yeah.
And you know, the more you consume, normally, things will either stay stable, but they very, very rarely increase. And, you know, we do get an increase every year from our power provider. Some years, depending on what they're doing, we do get a slight decrease. We are getting a, we're getting a slight increase, which is pretty minimal for the amount of power that we use. But to be scared, and back in some of these other communities, what have happened is they was looking to do data centers, but the infrastructure wasn't there to service a data center. Okay. So what they were doing is they were just giving people the farm and finding out that how much the infrastructure and stuff was going to cost. Well, see, for us to provide right now, it doesn't matter if it's a data center or Nestle's or Procter & Gamble, as you mentioned, or Oscar Mayer. Yeah. Right now, we are sitting in a very, very good spot here in Clinton County to provide water, sewer, and electricity to anybody that comes in, and it's not going to drive the rates up because we don't have to build infrastructure.
Well, see, in 24, of course, I water my yard all the time because I want a really bright green yard.
And we love you for that, Carl.
I know you do. But 24 to 25, my water went up $20 a month more in 25 than it did in 24. And I water the same all the time, you know. But I don't care. I don't think... things has got to go up, Todd.
Yeah, well, Carl, I don't know. You may have to have something looked at because we have not adjusted water rates for 4 years. So you either put more water on there or you got a little leak somewhere.
Well, I could have.
Yeah, you must have. It was pretty dry, so.
Oh, drier than this is one of the weirdest years I ever seen in my life.
Yeah,
I've never seen a year like this. So, hey, God bless you, Todd. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Be good to your wife and your children now.
I'll do my best,
and
Carl.
And buy her a good Christmas present.
She's got me. She's got me, Carl.
God bless you, too.
You too, Carl. Thank you. We love you.
Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Carl's had too much coffee this morning.
He's had a lot of coffee this morning.
Obviously.
Todd Corey is our guest on Party Line today. And we're talking, the phone is ringing, which I'm glad. I'm glad to hear you say this because I think people absolutely had questions about this. And we keep hearing horror stories from other communities. But I think the difference is that the technology has just changed for data centers or whatever it is kind of what I'm learning out of all of this.
And technology changes every day. I mean, you know, we've gone through so many technology changes. Just in utilities in the last 7 or 8 years. And when we do it, there's something new out and there's something new out. You know, you see it every day, just the cell phones and
Being able to collect your own condensation, I hadn't even thought about that. I mean, if this goes through, I'm not saying it is, but if it would go through, 16,400 gallons to fill the system does not seem like a lot to me,
first of all.
And then secondly, if that's a one-time thing, okay, we have another caller on the line. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Hi, Todd.
Hi, Russ.
Good to hear you. So glad you're able to join us. I want to invite the entire community to call. You're going to be here for, another 15 minutes maybe? Are you going to stay over the break?
Well, 10 or 15 minutes. We have another guest here, too.
With what I do, Russ, you never know. I may have to leave in a hurry, but I'm planning on it, yes.
Well, I want to invite the entire community to call because I'm sure they have questions. I mean, you're kind of ground zero concerning the water on the data center and kind of at ground zero concerning the electricity and the grid and the prices.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say kind of, Gress. I would say definitely that I am.
765-659-3338. Put up or shut up. You know, call Todd and ask him anything you want. And
wait, you don't want people going on Facebook doing what they've been doing and just
on the other side of it too, I think Todd's pretty well covered it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it's there. It's out there.
There's not much else you can say.
No, it's out there. And you know, I know that people have been concerned about NDAs and everything. There's never been one signed by me, as far as I know. There's never been one signed by anybody on this project, and they want the facts out there, and I'm giving them the facts, and that's where we're at right now. I know what we have electric wise. We've spent a lot of time on it. I know where we're at water-wise now, and there's, from the utility side of things, there are no issues whatsoever. If there was, then they would have been looking elsewhere already.
All right. So, yeah. We do have another call coming in. Let me check, and I think we do have another call coming in. 659-3338 if you have questions. I agree with Russ. Now is the time to ask. So if you have questions, 659-3338, call Russ. We do have a caller on the line.
That's good. Do you want me to get off or
no,
stay on?
No, you can hang on if you want. Okay. Mel, okay. Can you? All right, caller, are you there? Good morning.
I am.
Good morning,
Russ. I do have a question about the water.
Please.
There is said to be a concrete containment factory to go in beside the data center, and this is to supply the concrete for the data center. Now, I understand the water loop that's been explained, but I am wondering about how much water it will take to make the data center, and then after construction, how much of our water is that concrete containment factory going to use?
You know, that's a good question. I have no idea how much water it takes to mix up a cement truck. Even, let's say, in a cement truck, they use 50 gallons of water, per truck. And I'm just throwing numbers out there right now to have an analogy here. But if it's if it's 50 gallons of water, they do 100 trucks a day. Then you're talking 5,000 gallons of water in that a day, which is really very minimal compared to what we have in our system. So that you know, we pump right around 3.8 to 4 million gallons of water a day right now, and our capacity is up to 9 million gallons a day. So if it's another 5,000 gallons or even 50,000 gallons a day, it's really doesn't hurt our system whatsoever at all. It actually helps to keep things flowing, to keep the residual rates down, to keep the chlorine levels up. Actually, it's a pretty good, that would be a nice amount of water to use every day on that part of that system out that way.
Okay, but once the concrete containment factory is in operation, have they given you any estimates of about the amount of water they'll use per day? Because it was stated they plan to ship their product out of town, out of state.
That's what he's saying.
It would probably be about 5,000 gallons a day.
Yeah.
Rough estimate, 5,000 gallons a day.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. And everyone have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. Yes. All right. Anybody else? 659-3338. We'd love to hear from you as well. Todd has some time here to talk to us more about this. And I think, how many gallons of water does Frito-Lay use a day? Do we know that?
A bunch. Mm-hmm. Around six figures.
That's what I was going to say.
Around a little over a million.
Yeah.
Sometimes 1.6 million, I think, is their peak.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of water.
That is a lot of water.
It sounds like to me, if I've got my facts correct, you know, there are facts, opinions, and assumptions, and they're different, all different. But it sounds to me, as far as the water usage is concerned with a closed-loop system, we have probably the hospital, Wesley Manor, with Frito-Lay. These are entities that probably will use more water than the data center. Would that be a correct statement?
Yes. Yeah, it would, because really, Russ, it's going to be a one-time shot. If they fill it up and they use 16,000 gallons of water, it's going to be a one-time shot. And then they're going to drop down and be using less than that every day, other than for their employees and what I call domestic use. And if they have, I've seen numbers, and I don't know what this facility would use, but other data centers figure about 15 to 20 employees per building. And I don't know if that's over a 24-hour shift or that's every shift that they would have somebody there. I don't know that. But on a domestic use, yeah, it's not going to be, you know, it'll be about three or four times more than what a household uses at this point in time per day.
Well, it's like filling a giant pool, and then you run it through the filtration system for the whole season, and you'd never have to refill it.
Yeah, there'll be times you have to top off, stuff like that, you know, somewhere. Yeah. Let's say something springs a leak, you lose some water, you just got to go back, fix it, recharge it. But it's not a million, 2 million, or 3 million gallons a day.
Yeah. Well, electricity is something that's a little different. Once they get the water filled, obviously they're saying they can. But with the electric, talk about that a little bit versus the water.
Okay. With the electric right now, yeah, there are places where grids are being stressed and stuff. But there is a very large substation sits out north of ConAgra. And that substation right now, it would have to have some work done to it, but it has a capacity to serve this all the data center that's in our territory right now without anything further. And that money would come from the developer to extend the line from that transformer to their property. They're going to build their own substation. And then we would, the way the talks are going, that we would take it over and maintain it for them. But see, none of this is being put on any of our ratepayers' shoulders or burden to any of our ratepayers at this point in time. But to run this, where the area that they're talking about now, there's two electric territories out there. There's us and Tipmont, and we can't go over each other's lines. In fact, ConAgra goes over this boundary line, and for 5 years we had to pay ConAgra X amount of money because their building was over the power boundary line. That's how sticky these territories get. But fortunately, Duke, Impa, and Wabash Valley are the owners of that substation, which we buy our power from one of them. So we know everything's there. It comes off of a different system than what we're powered on. It's a 230,000-volt system right there, and our system comes from a 96,000-volt line. So we're talking two different sources of power that is going to be serviced.
So I just want to make sure I'm hearing you correctly. First of all, you're saying we do have enough water.
Yep.
We do have enough electricity.
Yep.
Did I also hear you correctly saying that it would not really impact rates for water or electricity?
It will not affect rates. We have no plans for rate increases at this point in time, and I can't even tell you when there would be, but no, this would not affect anything that we have presently going at this point in time.
I think that is the hot core of those things you just said. People are worried about flickering lights.
Nope.
They're worried about higher rates, and they're worried about no water on their faucet. These are the things that there is a fear, F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real, perhaps. But I don't want to assume anything. I mean, if there's going to be a problem, we want to smoke it out.
Right.
And if there's not going to be a problem, we want to smoke that out, too. One thing that I'm not too excited about is the light doming. I mean, I'm probably in the minority here, but, obviously light trespass is an issue that I'm concerned about. You probably don't know too much about that, do you?
No. No, I don't.
Right now, it's regulated by a county ordinance, so you would have to pass muster on that. And I think at the other data center, they had full cutoff lighting anyway, according to what I saw.
But, Russ, going back to the rates and everything, and things do go up, things go down. But think about how many times you opened up a cell phone bill or your cable TV bill, any of those type of bills, that all of a sudden they went from X to Y with no, for why, mm-hmm. For what reason, nobody knows. My internet bill at home just went up $35 and nobody can tell me why. Am I going to stop using it? No. Mm-mm. Can I shop and get somebody else? Yes. And that's what, we don't want that to come back on us and everything else. But the things that people use every day are adjusting and they're going up, but they continue to do it and use it. Why? Because it's convenience.
Okay, look, I'm going to ask you to kind of, in your mind, if you can, flip things. What, according to everything you see, if you had to make a case against the data center, and I know that what vulnerability do you see that could possibly be a problem? One thing that I would see is if I were a landowner close to the proposed facility, and I didn't want to move, that might affect 6, 10, 15 people or households. That would be one thing that would be certainly a negative. We run into this with eminent domain all the time, but can you think of anything that is perhaps a problem?
Well, no offense, Russ, but I wish you wouldn't have mentioned the word eminent domain, because this is a private deal, so now you're going to have people scared to death that they're going to pull that on them, and they can't do that because it's a private deal going on.
I retract the word eminent domain because it's not a government entity. So take that off the table. But you know what I'm saying.
But it's out there now. It's on the internet, Russ, so you're in trouble.
That Russ Casper.
Yeah.
Russ Casper said this is happening.
It's time to disconnect.
No, I said we see this kind of thing with eminent domain, but it is not characterized properly, because this is, again, you say, is a private entity thing.
So yeah, the only downside that I see, but I didn't know if you were talking about my personal opinion or from a utility opinion, but would I want to be out there and have a piece of property that I've owned most of my life and everything else, and then this coming in and wanting to either tell me, hey, we're going to build it around you, or we're going to buy your property? That's really what is a downfall to it from a personal standpoint. But I understand, and it's all business at this point in time, and I'm involved in a business, and if I feel like I'm going to get a good business deal, then that's what I would do. But I can't speak for those people out there on that, Russ. But that's probably the biggest detriment to anything is potentially having people pull up roots and going somewhere, but that's a choice they have to make, and nobody else can make it for them.
And it would be my hope that they are paid very, very well for that inconvenience, even though I understand if you're 70, 75 years old, you have a house in that area, you have no desire to move whatsoever, regardless of the money. And I totally get that, and that is a collateral damage, which is, you know, unfortunate.
All right, last call, 659-3338, if you have questions or comments for Todd Corey. Otherwise, we're going to let him off the hook for today. And we do have another guest waiting here in the wings. So 659-3338. Anyone else want to call in? And Russ, thank you very much. We appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for your transparency, Todd, and we appreciate it very much. And
my pleasure. Questions. My pleasure.
Bye. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, you're off the hook today.
Yep.
All right.
Do you get to be off for the rest of the day now? Woohoo!
No, darn, I tried. No.
I tried for you. Todd's got cold and flu coming on right now.
No, don't say that.
No, I'm kidding.
I would imagine you're probably still going to be kind of in touch with everything anyway because of the weather, like we were talking before we went on the air. So
yeah, hopefully it doesn't. But you know, if it does, it does. We got great people, and we'll get it taken care of.
Yeah, you have an amazing crew.
As long as they don't just overeat and stuff over the next couple of days. And
Phil, he's talking about you.
Anyway. Oh, wow. All right.
Todd Corey. We're throwing names out.
We're the USB. All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate you being here. And Party Line will continue. Stick around. WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.